Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Drumming my pain with his finger.
One time.
Singing my life with his words.
Well, let's see.
Killing me soft.
Always interested in getting different twists and turns on pop music. And that's part of what happens in this show, Austin City Limits. 42 seasons. Wow. Viewers getting a teaser to satiate their live music fix. There's an hour-long episode dedicated to Lauryn Hill this week, apparently. So tell me about Lauryn Hill. What is there that we need to know about? We know about Austin City.
She was with the refugees for the Fugees. The Fugees were what they were called, yeah. And she was with them in probably the 90s, right, ladies, I think?
Probably the 90s. Early 2000s.
Yeah. And she has this amazing voice. She also did some solo stuff. And I don't know that she ever climbed to, like, the heights of superstardom in the pop or hip-hop arenas. But she's definitely a good, solid performer that did well,
you know,
for
what happens,
10 years.
What happens with songs like this is they sort of get lost. We all recognize the song. It was Roberta Flack's big hit from the, I think, late 70s. I'm served correctly by my memory. So when you hear a variation and the person on the air, that's the problem with music radio today. Very few stations identify the music and identify who it is that's responsible for the music. So if I'm listening to this and I might be in and out of a music station, I know it's not Roberta Flack, but I don't know who it is. So the person doing this in this circumstance, Lauryn Hill, doesn't get credit. Even though a lot of people know who she is, this is not a song that was originally identified with her. Although hearing
that's
this
true
version
for older
now,
people, but for younger people,
yeah, I'm just saying, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
I mean, now I understand that she's identified with this version of the song.
When I first heard this song, I didn't know there was another version. I just thought this was their song.
But
it wasn't until my mom said, "Oh, that's an old song," and I was like, "No, this is a new song, Mom." She's like, "No, that's an old song."
No. Listen to your mother, Victoria. All right, so what else do we have from Lauryn Hill?
This was a big hit for them.
Yeah.
So she's synonymous with the Fugees.
Well,
she had her own album.
The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill was a huge... That's where this song is from, and that was her own solo stuff.
All right, let's crank this up a little bit. I don't get the gist of this. All right, so I kind of get this. Now I get the presentation. So she's been around. When I see the name Fugees, I think of first performers on VH1. I never the Bugles. Buggles.
The who?
But who did that?
They did.
I'm trying to go with you, but
star. When I was little, I always got the Fugees mixed up with the Bee Gees.
But what is it? Isn't it the Bugles or the Boogles or whatever? What are they called?
Yeah. I don't know if it's the Bugles or the Buggles. They've got two G's, however you want to pronounce it.
Okay. Austin City Limits back in November. 7 episodes. Paul Simon featured in 1. Robert Plant, Iggy Pop, Florence and the Machine. So that'll be interesting. There are a number of episodes scheduled to air next year as well. Are we
Austin City Limits, if you've never seen it, it's a great, great show.
It's a concept. Yeah, it's a very interesting concept.
And it's really a musician's venue, so it's mic'd really well. It's taped. I mean, it sounds great on TV as well as when you're live in the soundstage. Very well produced for musicians, which is the opposite of what we were saying earlier about the halftime show.
Right, exactly. When you hear somebody on the audience, what song is that?
Yeah.
All right, 28 minutes after the hour.
Run fast for your mother, run fast.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
When conflicts arise at work or home, what's the best way to handle them?
Author Barry Moltz suggests using one of these 4 tactics to resolve the conflict immediately.
Plead ignorance. Respond with, "I didn't know this. Tell me more." Your empathy may calm things down.
Be direct. Ask, why don't you agree with me? This helps you get to the core issue.
Take responsibility. Suggest, both of us need to put more effort into this. The problem now becomes something you can work on together.
Leave the door open. Say, I'll incorporate your thoughts going forward. Show your willingness to consider another point of view.
Resolve conflicts by investing more in the relationship. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute in Sturgis.
Awesome.
Just for this week. You see some good-looking ladies, and then there's some not-so-good-looking ladies, but it's fun. It's a trip. It's a blast. We're here for the week, people. Showers are good, but I didn't do one yet. I'm going to wait for another day or two and get my money's worth. That's right. Good time at Sturgis.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Two-wheel alarm clock.
5 a.m., you got a motorcycle just ripping it out right next to you. Just, yep, that's Sturgis, baby. You know, I wish I was alive when the sex was safe and cars were dangerous. But now it's the other way around, where cars are safe and sex is extremely dangerous. So, that's it. From Tacoma, that's all I got.
American Biker Minute.
Woo! Woo!